And then I was introduced to a presentation that said you can learn how to pay off your mortgage quickly. So I borrowed $6,000. I applied it to the principal. When we reran the amortization, it shortened the loan by almost 26 months.
One of the most important things I've learned in my life is that a person can achieve all their goals, they can be wealthy, and still not be fully free. As I climbed the wealth ladder and grew a company that was one of the most successful real estate investment companies of its kind here in St. Louis, Missouri, on the outside, I had everything I had dreamed of. The beautiful wife, nicer car than I thought I'd drive, nicer home, beautiful kids. And yet, on the inside, I didn't really feel any different. I still felt, quite frankly, like a slave. I was chasing money. I was chasing my next goal. And when I hit the goal, I wouldn't take the time to celebrate it. And I didn't know how to fully enjoy the journey along the way. So as I've aged, I've gotten curious, you know, how do we make our entire lives wealthy and not just one component of it? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to interview the guests on this show. And yeah, we're going to talk about what they've done and what their stories are and how they've become financially wealthy. But also, I want to dig into their relationship with money and their relationships with other and if they have more joy and fulfillment than when they started out, or if they don't, and why or why not. So thanks for tuning in. We got a great guest coming for you. Let's get started. Hey guys, Jim Manning here with another Passive Wealth Show episode. And today we have Pacifico from Sweep Strategies here. And Sweep is a company that we've had a working relationship now for the last couple of years. And they have a lot of unique things about what they do. And I'll let Pacifico explain that as we get going on the podcast. But before we get into all of that, Pacifico, welcome. And you know, tell us a little bit about yourself, man.
Hey, Jim, thank you again for having me on. I just love sharing, you know, information with anyone's looking to build wealth. So this is a great platform for that. And I just want to give you our deepest thanks for having us on. So, my name is Pacifico. I'm from a company called Sweep Strategies. We're based out here in Hawaii, so on the island of Oahu, Honolulu. So if anyone ever wants to visit us, take a trip to Honolulu, we welcome you guys to stop by our office and get a tax deduction for it. So we'll throw that out there, you know, as bait so that people come and visit us. But so we're a financial education, coaching, and lastly, implementation company. So I've been doing this for 13 years, coaching individuals, small business owners, investors, and looking at their personal finances, financial statements, and then coming up with different strategies to increase their cash flow, right? The bottom line is with building wealth, it's all about cash flow, right? As long as you got the assets to do it. So we really work with them on the individual basis to get people to the point where they can acquire more assets. And I call it like squeezing the juice, right, out of every property. Get the maximum return out of it, whether it be lending, tax savings, right? Entity structure, bookkeeping, all those things add up, debt payoff to increase cash flow. So yeah, in a nutshell, that's what we do. We love working with individuals and we love working with small businesses and especially investors. And we actually put on some free workshops that people can check out on Zoom. So.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, how did you get started with Sweep? Like what, you know, tell us how it started.
So it started when I bought my, well, let's kind of backtrack. So I don't have any background in financial education or coaching. I was actually an IT guy. So I got my business degree, started working in IT, mostly like fixing computers and stuff. And then me and my wife, we bought our very first property in 2008. Prior to the crash. So we bought a property with zero down, one of those programs, and then got into our first primary property. It was a condo here in Hawaii. Bought it for $232,000. And then we didn't have equity in our property. And lo and behold, what happened in 2008, right? The whole real estate crash. And so we actually had negative equity. But luckily, you know, we were able to still make our payments. and didn't affect us as far as our work, but we did have a mortgage on it. And then I was introduced to a presentation that said you can learn how to pay off your mortgage quickly. I attended the presentation by Sweep Strategies. I was just blown away because I'm an analytical thinker. And I was like, the numbers made sense, how you can pay off a mortgage fast and still have the flexibility in your life, right? So I was like, okay, let me learn how to do this. I met with a coach. They looked at my numbers, came up with a plan, and it said, hey, if you can get a personal line of credit, I got one for like $10,000. I was started implementing the chunking strategy, which is our accelerated debt payoff, which is why we're called a sweep strategy. That's why we're called sweep strategies, because the sweep strategy is a method of using lines of credit to pay off debt quickly, right? It's another offshoot of that. I learned it. I paid down my mortgage. I built equity. I saved almost $33,000 in just one chunk from my line of credit, and I was hooked. And then I got the opportunity to be a coach. And I said, okay, I get to teach this to others. So I ended up becoming a coach after, and just been doing it for 13 years. Probably met with thousands of people, individuals, and just been helping them, guide them through, you know, the ups and downs of finances, changing markets, and all that stuff. And so, long story short, I was able to pay down my first property, hold the equity, buy my second property, and then I made the first one a rental property. And then I was hooked. I was like, wow, I'll just keep building real estate, because I found that it made cash flow, the first rental. It went up in value. It saved me a bunch on taxes. And if you really think about it, I almost used none of my money to get into my properties, right? The first one was zero down. The second one was using the equity, which I borrowed from the bank. And so I started studying real estate investing, started dabbling in different ideas, started doing fix and flip real estate. Started buying long-term rentals to offset tax. I got connected with a really solid tax strategy company that specializes with real estate investors. And then just went off from there. And then a lot of our clients started asking us, how do I build real estate? How do I save on tax? How do I start a business? So it started with learning how to pay off debt, but we've actually increased our services where we're like an all-in-one solution. So we've got network partners that we refer clients to on the tax side, business, and even the real estate side. So that's why we started working with your company here as a resource to send clients that want to buy real estate. And so that's why, you know, we love working with you folks, because you guys have, you know, various products that fit into each person's financial or wealth building program. So That's where we are right now, and we're really trying to even expand our network and get more resources so that our clients, you know, can thrive in purchasing more real estate.
Okay, so Pacifica, let's dive into that first property that you had. And you mentioned that you used a line of credit to accelerate it. So let's go through an example. You said 10,000, so we'll just do 10,000. You have a $10,000 line of credit, and for round number's sake, your monthly payment's $1,000 for the mortgage. Like, how would you use that line of credit to save 30 grand?
Okay, perfect. So let's backtrack. So my mortgage at the time, I would say it was probably around 200,000 plus. And it was a 6.5% mortgage, right? This is before the crash. So this is before the interest rates started dropping, right? So I was at 6.5%, and I want to say that my mortgage payment was roughly about $1,600 a month. There was also PMI in there, right? So with 6.5% interest rate, even though I borrowed $232,000 in the beginning to purchase the property, the total interest when we did the calculation over 30 years was over $297,000 of interest. If I took the whole 30-year schedule. So it was more interest than what I would have paid or borrowed to purchase the property, right? So the idea is you get a line of credit, any type of revolving line of credit. So in my case, I got a $10,000 personal line of credit. At the time, the interest rate was about 7%, okay, on an unsecured line of credit. So the idea is you take a lump sum, you borrow from your line of credit, and then you apply a big lump sum one time in the beginning to the principal of the mortgage. Okay, so I did that. Let's say I borrowed $6,000 the first time because I wanted to make sure I wasn't using the whole line of credit, right? So I left like $4,000 in reserves. So I borrowed $6,000. I applied it to the principal. When we reran the amortization, it shortened the loan by almost 26 months, right? The amortization from 360 by 26 months. And by not having those 26 months on the back end, it actually saved the equivalent of $33,000 of interest from that total $297,000. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the first step. Now you might be saying, well, I just saved $33,000, but I'm going to owe, say, $6,000 on my line of credit. I'm going to do a real quick calculation right now as we speak. But the math comes out to $6,000 at 7% is about $35 a month in interest, right? If I never pay down the $6,000. So if you do the math, $35 to save $33,000, that's like a no-brainer, right? So once we get that debt or that principal in the line, now it's all about paying it off. So the sweep strategy is view your line as if it's a checking or savings account. So what I do is I took my income and I put it into the line of credit, right? All my monthly income. And I actually pulled out the money to pay expenses. So example, if I put in $5,000 into the line and I took out $4,000 to pay all my bills, I would have $1,000, right? Available or in cash flow. So the $1,000, we let it sit on the line of credit. And that paid that $6,000 down to $5,000. Mm-hmm. And then you just do this, so on and so forth. And eventually that line of credit is paid off. So we use all of our cash flow initially when we're in a debt payoff mode to pay off our line because we get the best return rather than leaving $1,000 in a savings account earning maybe less than 1% at the time. Now, the beauty of it is we still have access to our money because it's a revolving account. So the idea is we pay down our initial $6,000 of principal. We call that a chunk. And then once we pay it down, we can go do it again because it gave us such a great return in the first time we did it. We just rinse and repeat. And each time we're knocking down that principal, we're building equity in our property. And we're cutting off the months or years sometimes on the back end. So yeah, that's how that sweep strategy to pay off debt actually works. And it can even work when your interest rate is a higher rate than your mortgage, because even if it was at 7%, it was $35. Let's say it was 14%. Well, $70 to save $33 is still a much better return, right? So that's in a nutshell how it works.
And then how much, so do you have any like cash savings set up then at that point? Or do you just, you're saying, well, I have $4,000 in my line of credit so I can just allocate the rest of paying down the mortgage?
Yeah. So normally what we'll do is we'll look at if they have already liquid savings in checking or savings, right? So we'll leave that as emergency money. And then we'll just use the line of credit as our operating line of credit for debt payoff. Now, in some circumstances, we even help clients get multiple lines of credit. So it's not uncommon that we've got like three personal lines of credit. We'll leave one as emergency money, one as our debt payoff, and then maybe one as like if you want to get into like real estate investing, we'll pull money from a line of credit. Now, for me, I had to start with a personal line because I didn't have equity. But because I'm accelerating the debt payoff, I'm actually forcing equity in my property along with the values going up. So those two things in combination really made my equity explode that I was able to then pull a home equity line. I was able to get a home equity line later, which now is a bigger tool, lower interest, and just gives you more options to get more into real estate investing.
And rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. I love that. What else have you seen that you guys have done that have been successful from a wealth building standpoint?
Okay, so like I mentioned, our clients were really knocking down and paying off their mortgage, right? Getting rid of payments. So one good thing is if we can build a line of credit, a home equity line, we can actually use the home equity line to pay off other like consumer debts, meaning get rid of those high interest credit cards, get rid of car loans, get rid of student loans. By getting rid of those payments, that's cash flow and that's a return, right? So the more cash flow we have, the more safety nets we have to shift into real estate investing. It also helped lower our clients' debt to income ratio because we love using OPM, right? Or other people's money. So whenever we're trying to buy property, we're trying to use the bank's money as much as possible. So the lower the debt ratio, the higher the credit score, the more access to capital that we have. So now we can get access and deploy it to whatever strategies then you know, a real estate investor wants to get into. So when we start off with debt payoff, we're really learning the bank, the banking system and how to use these bank products. And then once we start buying rental property, we started filling the gaps of what every single client was looking for. So normally, you know, in the past, you know, I've gone through it where, you know, I've started real estate investing. I'm looking at multiple real estate investing companies. I'm looking at multiple tax people, attorneys, right? Bookkeepers, lenders. So we decide, why don't we just save time and just make our own network, right? So one big network piece is we started working with a tax strategy company. And that's all they do. They only work with real estate investors and business owners. And they know all the strategies out there that they're familiar with all the tax saving strategies for real estate investors. So cost segregation, right? Paying your kids, setting up a SEP or 401k, right? Doing 1031 exchanges, doing a charitable remainder trust, all those things. So that's the type of companies that we seek out because we were learning these strategies and, you know, coming across roadblocks working with our local tax people that didn't know these strategies. So that's one huge piece is the tax strategy. And so we've seen that helping clients buy real estate, oftentimes the tax savings is actually higher than the actual net income from their first rental property. And then we started saying, okay, well, let's provide an avenue for people to buy real estate. And so we have several vendors that we send our clients to. So we'll crunch the numbers. We'll help them get the capital. We'll help them set up the LLC and a tax plan. Now it's all about buying the rentals. And so that's why we love your lease to own strategy because it took a lot of the headache, right, out of having a tenant in there that could, you know, obviously do damage to the property or just older houses in general, right? There's repairs. So if we can offset the repair expense, it increases the cash flow, right? Using your folks' right. lease to own strategy. So that's why we really started looking into that. And I was like, wow, this is a perfect fit for certain clients, especially since most of my clients are here in Hawaii, right? We're in an island thousands of miles away from the property. So we've learned through trial and error that we want to make it as seamless as possible. So providing turnkey real estate to our clients is another avenue. And then the last avenue was just protecting all their assets. So we actually have a different vendors that provide life insurance, estate planning, right? Asset protection as a form of LLC creation and all that stuff. So we're basically like an entire ecosystem that somebody can plug into. And then we'll determine which is the best path for them and then connect them with the right people. So
I love that. So what's been like something that you know now that you wish you knew when 13 years ago, back in 2008?
Oh, I mean, I wish I had known the power of owning a business. Because I never was taught to own a business. I went to business school, right? I graduated with a business degree, but no one ever a business degree is not really how to run a business. It's mostly how to work for a business. I didn't realize that until I got into it, you know? Mm-hmm. And once I really just started my first rental property and started attending real estate investing classes and workshops, and I realized, oh, this is why the wealthy don't pay much taxes. This is why the wealthy buy real estate, right? This is why, you know, the wealthy start businesses, right? And even purchase businesses, right? Mm-hmm. It gives you, you know, probably the best returns and gives you multiple ways to get cash flow, right? And not to mention the tax benefits. And so once I started learning all that, I kind of wish I knew back then that get into real estate a lot quicker. You know, I was actually hesitant to get into real estate because I was never taught all the benefits. I was actually more afraid to get into it because it was unknown. But what I realized was education is really what got me over the hump. So that's why we love doing classes and, you know, watch. I'm a serial podcast listener to it, you know, because there's always some sort of bit of information that you can get from every podcast, mm-hmm. and it just sparks something. And so I wish I had, you know, saw the value of financial education earlier, you know.
Absolutely. Well, how do people get a hold of you, man?
Yeah. So we've got a website. So, sweepstrategies.com. If you go on our website, we got some videos on there. It tells you what the four things that we focus on: lending, real estate, business, and then protection. And then there's also a link in there. It's called upcoming events. And you can, if you go there, you can see what events that we're putting on in person and online. So we do a lot of webinars. The webinars we do are direct debt payoff, how to boost the returns on your real estate. Once in a while, we'll have a fix and flip webinar, you know? So every facet of real estate investing, we try to dabble in it and at least provide information. And, you know, that way, you know, if we share the mistakes that people make, oftentimes that's going to be the most valuable thing, right? For a lot of people, learning how to avoid those and essentially save money. And obviously we're on social media. So Sweep Strategies, you can look us up on Instagram and then YouTube and Facebook and all that.
Pacifico, thanks for coming on, man. I really appreciate you. And guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next time. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that's a wrap. Thanks so much for tuning in. We have a website, passivewealthshow.com, where you can get more great content and resources. We offer a passive profit strategy session, and you can find that on our website as well, where we'll basically ask you a bunch of discovery questions and help you figure out if investing passively is a good thing for you or not. So go to our website, passivewealthshow.com, and we'll go from there.